In this video, I'm going to be calling upon as many people as possible who get to see this to use visualization and imagination techniques to help surcharge the odds of winning for Ricardo Bozzi of Australia One and Dave Guru Graham in the upcoming New South Wales Upper House election. It's roughly 16 days away, 25th of March. This is E.K. Lippmeyer. It's late in the evening on March the 8th, I think it's a Wednesday, 2023. And I think I'll sit down, and I've got a few notes here that I can refer to. I'll get to the method that I use myself soon, a little bit later, but I'd just like to speak a bit more about the situation in Australia. We're facing an existential crisis for the very existence of Australia and Australians. In case there are some people out there who don't realise this, and of course there are many, sadly there are many. There's huge numbers of Australians, it appears to many of us, are like frogs in slowly heating water, completely unaware or oblivious, or choosing to be oblivious, choosing to be unaware of what's actually going on and how dire the situation is. And if there was no other reason than for the sake of our children, our precious children and generations yet unborn, that alone should be enough to spur us into action. And these extraordinary times, and they are the most extraordinary times, I think, and many others think, that our human society has ever faced, and that of course includes the Australian society, calls for extraordinary leaders. And while he is not a perfect man, and he readily admits to this regularly from the audio and video and writings that I follow of Ricardo Bozzi of Australia One, he is an extraordinary leader. He's an extraordinary leader, also a political leader in waiting. And what a wonderful boost it would be if he did, and Dave Guru Graham won their respective seats in the upper house of New South Wales Parliament, new Parliament. A couple more things to say about Ricardo Bozzi. He's a work in progress, as are we all, except he knows it. A lot of people don't know that. They think they're more or less the bee's knees. But there is a great humility in the man, because I listen to him carefully. And I would also add, if anyone with some intellectual capacity sufficient to follow Ricardo Bozzi's sentences and statements and sentiments as well as expressed in his sentences, if they're not moved to the core, inspired mightily, then there's something missing, something very valuable missing in them. The other point I'll just briefly make is that Ricardo Bozzi is orders of magnitude greater in calibre than any and every politician, state or federal, in Australia at present. No one comes near him. And neither do any of the top bureaucrats, neither do any of the top business leaders, Governor-General, governors of the states. None come near him, excuse me. And let me just jump ahead a little here. Look, I'm aware that Ricardo Bozzi, Australia One, has a great number of followers around the world who are barracking for the movement, are barracking for us in Australia, those that are waking up, who are in love with humanity, preferably also in love with God. But if you're in love with humanity and want the best for humanity, and you don't know God yet, well, that can come later. You've got a great pleasant surprise in the future. every atheist, as far as I'm concerned, is just a theist in waiting, and a beautiful surprise and beautiful discovery coming later. Well, maybe not every one of them, but a lot of them. I was an atheist in my up to my mid-teens. The next thing I'd like to just point out, look, Ricardo Bozzi, if you listen to him, you watch him, you write, read his books and read his what he writes, his the policies, etc., and the Australian One website, etc. Just behold the man. Please behold the man. And as much as that, behold the balance of the man. Balance in our earthly lives is rare. And by balance here, I mean of the material, the intellectual, and the spiritual. And look, he's a fit, healthy man. He's got the material side improving, and financially, I don't know, but no doubt he's working on that. But he's put that aside for the greater good of a lot of that aside for the greater good of the nation, the country. Intellectual side, the balance there. Show me someone with greater mental acuity than Ricardo Bozzi, and the grasp he has on world history, the situation in Australia today, politics around the world, military understanding and strategies and so on, tactics even. Show me, there must be some, he must have some peers, but they're not many, few and far between. Maybe we could count them on the fingers of one hand, I don't know, in Australia. But excellent mental acuity. And I'm delineating here the qualities of a great leader in waiting. And the spiritual values. Ricardo Bozzi clearly has built his life, at least in recent decades, on a foundation of supernal spiritual values. It comes through in so many of his speeches and so on. He's not afraid to give credit to God, to ask God at meetings and so on, and with thousands present, ask people to bow their heads and pray. It's just so inspirational. Now, look, if science is the pursuit of facts, and if philosophy is the pursuit of meaning and meanings, then religion is the pursuit of values. And in that regard, Ricardo Bozzi is of the highest caliber and highest meaning of the word, a highly superbly religious man, not in the tawdry meaning of, you know, institutional and petty dogmas and all that kind of thing. I mean, in the actual best definition of religion is the pursuit of values, and it's exactly what he appears to me to be doing. Another drink. Excuse me. And what I've begun doing, because I'm a great believer in the power of psychology, and by the way, as an aside, you cannot have any psychological experience, that's just thinking, emotional experiences, etc., without a whole host of other overlapping and fuzzy and furry other fuzzy and what's the word I'm looking for? It's all on the continuum. So, for example, when we pray, we cannot avoid having psychological processes invoked in our mind. So we can be praying, a true spiritual experience can be occurring, but always in concert with the psychological processes occurring and psychological phenomena. And when we get talented at this and skillful at this, we ally them and use them to leverage each other and reinforce each other.